Well, a top Syrian parliamentarian says the country's intelligence apparatus has an audio file which proves the recent U.S. bombardment of Syrian troops was a deliberate act. Parliament Speaker Hadia Khalif Abbas said the audio file includes conversation between American forces and Daesh terrorists before a U.S.-led airstrike on Syrian troops in the city of Dar al-Zar. Khalif Abbas made the revelation while meeting with senior Iranian official Ali Akbar Velayati in Tehran. She said in the audio file it can be heard that American forces are telling Daesh terrorists to capture the area. Following the air raids, over 80 Syrian soldiers were killed after the so-called U.S.-led coalition warplanes bombed the Syrian army positions in Dar al-Zar some 10 days ago. Following the raids, Daesh launched an assault and captured a strategic hilltop. Now, the Syrian reinforcement forces later managed to regain the area. Well, former CIA and NSA contractor Stephen Kelly says the U.S. is constantly lying about its hostile policies in Syria.
Well, logical people would certainly think that it would make a difference, but what we're seeing here with this constant denial and lying about every time they do something, they claim that they didn't do it. It's something almost out of a comedy. It's like it's almost childish and psychotic at the same time. So, keeping that in mind, a crazy person acts like this. Everything that you do, they claim that everything they do, they claim that the other person is doing it. So. Obviously, nothing they say has any factual basis. It's kind of like Samantha Powers in the UN claiming that Russia is barbaric and that they need to be expelled from the Security Council. It's all fantasy as far as the U.S. State Department is concerned.